is an on-time God.
He's an on-time God. God. Yes, he is. Woo.
Come on, somebody believe it.
He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there
right on time.
He's an on-time God.
Yes, he is. Come on, do you believe it tonight?
He's an on-time God.
He is.
He may not
come when you want him,
but he'll
be there right on time.
He's an on time
God.
Yes, he is.
Come on, somebody testify with your worship.
He's an on time God.
Yeah, he's never failed me.
Yes, he is.
Who shut to the vocal?
Time
God.
Yes, he is.
Woo.
He may not come
when you want him,
but he'll be there
right on time.
He's an on
time God.
Yes, he is.
See, it was customary when the lepers, they would go to the priest and the priest would declare them to be clean. Said that they would leave the tabernacle, they would leave the synagogue, and they would begin to worship their way out of that place, because what they used to be is not no longer what they are. I wish somebody could testify tonight that I know that God is doing something in me. Hey, yes, yes, yes.
He's an on-time God.
Time,
God.
worship him. Testimony.
He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. May not come when you want him, but he'll be there
right on time.
He's an on-time God. He's an on-time God.
There it is. There it is. this house right now. Yay! Hada Shadabo! See, I still believe that God confounds doctors. Woo, I feel that blood flowing tonight. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Come on, just respond for a moment. Come on, we're going to move forward in a second. Woo. Yes! 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 One more time, lift your hands and lift your voice with me. As you return back to your seat tonight, come on, don't sit on your worship. We're going to move forward. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. I don't know if it does anything for anybody else, but the words of that song, folks, it's life. He may not come when you want him, but he's never going to fail. Hey. Y'all gonna have to work with me tonight because I'm feeling a little crazy this evening. And hallelujah, what an awesome presence of the Holy Ghost we feel. I believe and I know that if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, evidence of speaking with other tongue, God can baptize you in the Holy Ghost tonight. If you've never been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, we'll baptize you in the only saving name tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. God. I give honor tonight to Pastor and Sister Cross White, and I say thank you for allowing a young man to fill this pulpit for the next few moments. And in the absence of my pastor this evening, Brother McLean, I give honor tonight. I'm thankful for sound voices. Amen. Ooh, boy, we should have had a real strong amen there again. I'm thankful for sound voices. Amen. Oh, I don't ever want to know where would we be without them. Amen. And to each of our guests this evening, I give honor to you. Thank you so much for being with us this evening. But I do admonish each of our guests this evening, don't be intimidated. You get in there with them and you begin to lift your voice and you begin to dance and you begin to shout. Hallelujah. Guest, I invite you to respond to the Lord the way that you feel and the way you know how. And my God will make up the difference. It don't matter if you feel like you look silly. It don't matter if you feel like you sound crazy as ever. You can lift your voice. You can say, hallelujah. I think it should be on the tip of every tongue in this house that when something resonates with your that when something resonates in your soul, woo, that you shouldn't have to pry out a hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I do give honor tonight to Brother and Sister Clark and the work that they have done. We give honor tonight. And I don't know anything. I don't know what's going on, but I know that my God is on time.
Amen.
And I think I can confidently stand this evening with what I felt tonight, if I may say that, Elder, God ain't done with you. Sitting in your chair, thoughts going through your mind. God, we've gave years and years and years, and it's come to this. God ain't done. God ain't done, my friend. Hallelujah. I wish somebody would help me tonight. That you would agree with me tonight. That God, I am asking that you put an anointing on him. God, that you provide for them. And God, that you would give him the strength as a young man. In Jesus' name. And God, that every stress and worry of his wife's mind, God, I am asking that you speak peace right now in the name of Jesus. Sweet peace in the Holy Ghost. Just being alone and laying your head in the pillow at night saying, Lord, when, Lord, how? God's heard you, my friend. And God knows. It's not that we question God. It's that we get to positions where we get to prove God. God, I don't know how you're working. God, it's a little uneasy. But I'm going to watch the glory of the Lord work. Hallelujah. Anybody else feel that tonight? Woo! What's them goofy little boxes? Can't think of the name. My little daughter has one. Them goofy little big boxes. What? Yeah, Jack in the Box. That's what I feel. I feel like I'm fixing to just explode. Thank God some of y'all's wearing glasses, because one of these buttons turn loose, you in trouble. Amen. I love Jesus. And I'm sure thankful Jesus loves me. Well, I'm just going to dig into what I feel this evening, and I hope it's okay. I'm going to preach what I feel in the Holy Ghost. Proverbs chapter number 23 and verse number 7, the first portion. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's powerful, y'all.
Right.
For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. And then Isaiah 43 and 2, when thou passeth through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. I am so thankful that I don't serve a God of maybes. By the help of the Holy Ghost tonight, I want to preach on, you say, but God said. You say, but God said. Go ahead, be seated. The painting would depict two chess players. One depicting Satan, the other a saint, if you would, that has now become dumbfounded in is activity of life. Now setting across the game of chess, one is playing for keeps and the other is playing in desperation. If Satan wins the game, he wins the man's soul. If the man wins, he wins his liberty, his freedom. The devil in the picture, if I could paint it this evening, he is arrogantly smirking, gleaning at the saint, as a saint's head would be bowed down and knowing that he is losing this battle of a lifetime. The devil to the naked eye would be the instant victor. But in fact, he was losing. According to the arrangements of the painting, the pieces that would be left on the chessboard, to the unskilled, it was checkmate. But my friend, I've come to tell you tonight that there is one move left, and that move would cause the saint to be the victor. Walking through the famous art museum, on the tour, there was a grand champion amongst them. And the curator would show the painting, and he would become really observant of it, and he said the title would be Checkmate. The grand champion would be looking at it, and there was something I know that had to have been bubbling up in him. And he started laughing, and he said, "Hey, you know y'all's going to have to change the name of that painting, right?" He said, no. He said, "That's correct." He said, no. "You don't know what I know." Ooh, somebody better get it right now. You don't know what I know. You see, I'm not just anybody. I am a grand champion chess master.
Right.
To the naked eye, it is checkmate. But to me, the one that is skilled, the one that has been through many games, many times, I can tell you that the saint has another move left. Repeatedly in Scripture, God would assure his people over and over and over that there was a way of escape in situations that would seem hopeless. It's the people of Judah that were deported to Babylon because of their sinfulness. God would reveal that a future day of release would come soon. Well, God would provide water for the Israelites in the middle of a desert. Hey, you ain't with me now. A little boy with a sack lunch and not much to give. To the untrained eye, to the unskilled person. Oh, what's this man going to do? Is there anybody that has a little that I can make a lot? All right. Oh, okay. What you mean you're going to take a couple little loaves and a couple little fish and you fit in a feed over 8,000 people, men, women, and children? Are you crazy? Ooh, you don't know what my Jesus can do with a little. You see, I've been at the place where I've had to try him. Oh, you ain't going to testify with me tonight, are you? I've been in the place where it was like Daniel was thrown into the den of the hungry lions. What looked like checkmate. God said, "I'm going to let him sleep with a baby to confound everybody." And you watch revival come out of what they thought would be destruction. Oh, I can already feel where we're going. Woo! In John chapter number 8, it would have looked like a woman would have been stoned to death by angry men that had found her caught in the very act. But my Jesus steps up and he'll draw a line in the sand. And he'll say, whom among you is without sin, cast the first stone. Oh, we're right where we need to be right now. There's people in this house that you feel like you're too messed up and you're too imperfect for God to use. It's a lie from the pit of hell. That you say, I've gone too far. And God, how in the world can you turn my mess into a message for me? How can you turn my test into my testimony? God, you can use other people, but God, I'm different. God, you couldn't touch somebody like me. My life is too messed up. Yeah, that's what you say. Yeah. Well, can't Apostolic Lighthouse, can I just preach like I'm at home tonight? You will never walk in victory while you constantly prophesy defeat. You will never get over things while you're constantly coddling the things that you've been battling for years. Brother Main, you're telling me that I'm prophesying defeat? Oh yes, I am. Because God's given us the ability to become more than overcomers. But we want to be stuck in the pettiness of how God can't touch me and you enter in your answer. No. That's just a bunch of hogwash. That's ridiculous. And that's where the issue of the church arises. God, you can't touch somebody like me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't know what God can do with just a little bit, buddy. God can turn you into the most powerful preacher that we've ever known. God can take the broken and God can say, I'm going to take the broken and I'm going to use them to help heal others. Okay, some of y'all ain't even G-hole with me yet. But me and Tim are friends, so I can say it. God will take somebody that struggled with things, and then God will say, watch me build what other people threw away. Watch me restore when other people said, cast them away. Let me have a stone because of my judgment. Oh, no. Because when I put a little bit in the hands of Jesus, my friend, I'm telling you, God is able to do so much more than what we will ever expect. Well, God, this happened and this happened and that happened. Well, let me help you tonight. You ain't going to turn back time and I'm not either. There's things that's happened that I can't turn back time and go and make right. But I can find a place where I can put my hand in the life of God and I can say, God, I've been in places where I shouldn't have been. God, I've messed up in areas that I should have never messed up in. God, I've got entangled in relationships that I should have never been in. And then we just say, God, you're not big enough to heal. God, you're not big enough to change my situation. See, and that's the issue out of the church, that you will never overcome them things while you are allowing your mouth to cause death. It's a power of life and death that lie in the tongue. And you say, Brother Main, I've never been able to get over things. Why do you keep rehashing what God's already tried to heal? Why do you keep fooling around with things that God's already tried to deliver you of?
Come on.
You want to know why you're not delivered? It's because you won't allow him to deliver you. He has the power. He has the will to do it. But we got to have the desire to allow him to do it. It's much more than just laying it down. It's a mind shift that I make up my mind that this mind that is in me, let it be that of you, Christ. And that mind that is in me, it is not going to be the mind of Christ because my God God would never let me destroy myself. Well, how am I destroying myself? It's, young lady, when you look in the mirror and you convince yourself that you're nothing, you're prophesying defeat before God even gets a chance. So I run as fast as I can away from God, and I try to fill every void with everything. That way I don't even have to feel the conviction anymore, because I become so consumed with everything else except Him. And then it's the attribute of the fruit that is fixing to bud. It's like the little foxes. They under the ground, they fooling around, they eating at the root system. It ain't just because you're struggling with sin, it's a root problem. It's stuff that you've never taken care of. Well, oh God, help us. But you say that, God, you'll never be able to fix me. Buddy, what if God called you to be a great missionary one day? You got to start seeing it, though. Because you will never become anything for God while you sit in your pettiness. Oh, we finna cut it down tonight, y'all. We just gonna trim fat for a little while. I hope it's okay. I want to become something really great for God, but I can't forgive me. Tonight should be the most important service that you're ever in, because it very well could be the last one. Man, I just recognize you. How you doing? I got to meet you at like...
Yeah,
Denny, what's your name?
Sandra.
Cool, Sandra. My name's Tim. It's nice to meet you. I recognize you. See, me and hers, I level right now. Everybody else is making me intimidated. Y'all standing up still. See, and when I'm prophesying defeat... Y'all know what, Brother Crossway, I know I don't have to ask for permission. I just preach my heart. I'm going to quit fighting. I'm just going to do it. Y'all know what's so crazy? Is that when you start questioning who God is in you, then you start devaluing Him. And when you start devaluing Him, this is no longer a priority. And then you want to know why your life's in shambles. You want to know why things ain't going the way that they should. It's because you're stuck in what you said God is. And you've never allowed Him to prove Himself to you. We're so busy to run to an altar, give God 2 minutes of fake repentance, and we stand up and we say, "Oh God, I want to change." No, you don't want to change. You don't want to change at all. All you do is you say, "I'm sorry, God." And then you're waiting for God to thunder and boom down. Sorry, it's not going to happen that way. That's where God is expecting you to lay yourself before Him and say, "God, create in me a clean heart." That means that it's going to take much more than just 2 minutes in an altar once every couple weeks. And then your spiritual life is the mirroring of what you didn't want to become. But you say that God's been mean to you. You say that God don't love you. You say that God isn't good. You say that God isn't just. You say that bad things are happening to you. I'm sorry, my friend. Sometimes we got to make our own bed and we get to lay in it. I want to be in the will of God more than anything, sis. But sometimes I propel myself out of the will of God because of the way that I approach Him. Okay, here we go. We ain't even got here yet. I still feel like we're pushing through walls. We was just shouting 2 minutes or 3, 4, 5, 7 minutes ago, something like that. I got Kentucky math. We got great men of God all around us. We got great women of God all around us. And all we do, we get stuck in self-judgmentalism of why I can't be like that. Or why they're better than me. So y'all know what that creates within the church? Bitterness. It creates strife. It creates that devil of competition. Where it starts pulling you into cliques. I rebuke cliques tonight. If there's anything that I hate more than racism, I hate cliques in the church. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. We don't even want to talk about that. But we want to quote the next scripture. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. But we can't slow down enough and say this is the Lord's doing and it's marvelous. Just because it didn't happen the way that you laid out your fleece to God and you said A, B, C, and D and God didn't do it and now you're mad at God. God, you didn't work like I needed you. I've done said this two or three times since I've been here these last few services. So we're hitting it head on right now. God, I want you to work, but let me put you on a schedule. That's what you say. Okay, here we go. How many love this church? So glad we had 13 people out of 150 say amen. Everybody's scared to death. They're like, I'm not saying nothing. He'll recognize my voice and come talk to me. No, I'm not. I might. I can't say no, I'm not. I might. You say it's impossible, but my God said that all things are possible. I'm too tired. And he said, well, I'll give you rest. Nobody really loves me. And he said, I love you. I can't go on. My grace is sufficient. I can't figure things out. I will direct our steps. I can't do it. I can do all things through Christ. I'm not able. Hey, well, I am. It's not worth it. It's going to be worth it all. I can't forgive myself. I'll forgive you. I can't manage. I'll supply all your need. See, it's you saying God said. God's word is final. Our word is full of vain deceit. Because we'll believe whatever we want to believe until we're in such a mess that we have to have him to get us out. Okay. I'm always worried and frustrated. Cast all your cares on me. Well, I'm not smart enough. I'll give you wisdom. I feel all alone. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Once you start replacing negative thoughts with positive ones, you watch your life start to change, my friend. When you make up in your mind that you're done living the way that you've always lived, that's when you can change. I thank every guest in this building for being with us this evening. But can I preach to this church for just a few minutes? Can I lay my heart out to each of you? I asked a moment ago how many of y'all are excited about your church. Because let me tell you something. If you don't get excited about your church, nobody else will. If you can't get so excited about what God is doing, then why in the world would anybody want to go to your church? I go to Apostolic Lighthouse, 1801 Durst Street. Nobody's fixing to come with you. Okay, here, well, Brother Crosswhite just said, come on, so we fitting to get with it then. Praise God. He says, sick of, hold me back, hold me back. I look like a little teacup chihuahua. I ain't going to say what you look like. Hey, he big and strong. Amen. See, y'all done thought it was going in another way. Man, see, that's what you said. Come here, Brother Crosswhite. Boy, I love your pastor tonight. Okay. Hold on. Y'all got more excited about your pastor than the house of God. That came out loud, didn't it, Brother Clark? Well... it's going to take an army to grow the church. I ain't talked to Brother Crosswhite about nothing. I'm going to go ahead and lay that out, okay? Y'all cool? Sis, I don't know you. We haven't talked. The hell that you've been fighting, it's about to flip. You hear me? No. Look at me. There's people and even family members that are tearing you down to the point where you said a couple days ago, God, I don't know that I can even handle the stress anymore. Look at me. You're not alone unless you choose to be alone. You hear me? There's things that has happened that's not your fault, and there has been things that's happened that is your... No, look at me. That is your fault, okay? But you are not alone. You laid your head in that pillow, and you could have cared less if you woke up or not. It is not the will of God for you to stay like that. I don't know you. I've never met you. But God sent a word for you tonight, sis, to tell you it is done. It's time. No, look at me. Look at me. Y'all calm down. Look at me. It's time you pick up that telephone and cut people off. And I'm even talking about family. They've been nothing but a place of struggle. And if people seen you right now, I'm talking about people close to you, they'd call you a hypocrite. It's going to hurt. It's time to cut them off. This is the most important service for your life. And when they start trying to use these babies as collateral, you tell them they need to be quiet. And you need to stand firm, and you need to know you got a church family that's pushing for you. It ain't time to run, and it ain't time for you to be alone. It's time for you to plant them feet. I don't know where your babies are. Y'all look at me. Mama's trying. Mama's trying. Y'all gonna let her worship alone? I get so sick and tired of being in the church where people feel like it's easier to leave than to stand and plant their feet because they are struggling. It has to stop. It's a cancer that is being infiltrated in the church, and we're one to just let people sit down and hurt. It's time that we start putting our hands on people. Sis, on the way to church, you said, God, if I don't get direction, I don't know if I'm ever going back. God, I don't even know if I got fuel money to be faithful to the revival. You come to every service, sis, I'll pay all your fuel. We are living in a world that is sick and tired of religion. They need an experience with the Holy Ghost. Okay, since everybody's really excited now, I'm going to go ahead and lay it out. This man cannot do everything alone. How in the world do y'all expect her to go through a hill? reset while they're trying to do everything. You say, oh my God, Brother Maine, this just took a U-turn. I didn't know you was fitting to do all this. No, no, we've been setting up for it. Go ahead, Brother Crossway. I need this pew moved. Go ahead, Brother Crossway. No, this is Brother Crossway. You ain't Brother Crossway. No, no, no. Come on, Brother Crossway. Pick that thing up. Why didn't just 15 of y'all move? This is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm talking about. There's things in the house of God that we need leave so neglected.
That's right.
Because we're waiting on everybody else to do it.
Right.
He was fixing to move it by himself. You know why he was fixing to move it by himself? Because he has set the example for years. That if something hasn't been done, guess who's going to do it? And then you're going to say, oh, I would have done that. He's sick and tired of trying to ask people for help. I may not get invited back for Tuesday, okay? But I'm going to follow what I feel, and I hope it's okay. Young ladies, it's time to develop your relationship with God in the place of where work is pertaining. It's more important to tend to the house than it is to watch a sports game, young men. It's more important, hey, hear me, it's more important to tend to the house of God than it is to talk to your buddies or go and run. Okay. You say, well, how in the world is that? I didn't know anything in the church needed to be done. Yeah, you did. You're a liar. You knew stuff was being neglected. Oh, it's not being neglected, Brother Jeff. It's being done by two or three people.
Come on.
Oh, okay. I'm an outsider looking in.
Oh, you see it clear.
Well, praise God then. Okay, sit down. Y'all ready? Y'all ready for this? How many of y'all ready to get mad at me? Raise your hand. No, I'm joking. See, I got to have y'all sit down because everybody's tall. I got to have y'all at eye level. Praise God. How many of y'all work a full-time job? Amen?
Amen.
Okay, y'all ready? How many of y'all have Facebook and social media? Raise your hand. Raise it high. Don't be bashful. If you got social media, you got YouTube. Come on, y'all. Look at all these hands. How much did you work for God this week? How much did you do for him? Huh? We'll spend 40, 50 hours working our job to make sure the bills are paid, but we won't tithe God. No time. We'll leave the things of God neglected because somebody else will take care of the slack when I struggle. And then you get your feelings hurt. To all of our guests, I invite you back Tuesday. Okay? We just be in church tonight, okay? I'm an outsider looking in, but when I walked into this building today, it was like I could feel the weight of the world sitting on Brother and Sister Crosswhite. Will anybody be really, really honest with me right now? Oh, God, some of y'all's like crazy nervous. Besides the three or four people that did, sit down. How many of y'all took a coat hanger this week? I want you to stand up. Not a coat hanger, whatever these. If you took a clothespin this week, I want you to stand up. Okay. Come on, come on, come on. Come here, come here. Come on. Come on. Do y'all recognize it? You feel something setting on your heart now? Some of y'all mad at me now? I walked in there earlier. All of y'all know I own an e-commerce company. I was talking about it.
Did you work this week? How much did you work? 40 hours? How long was you at the church working? But you still work this week? How about you? A couple hours? How about you, sis? That's okay. But you in school? Yeah. How much do you work at the church this week? 2 hours. Good. Huh? Huh? Some of y'all think this is immature, but we're going somewhere. How about you, son? You in school? Yeah. Did you work at the church this week? How much did you work at the church? Same as mom and them? A couple hours? Sis? You work at home. But you worked at the church too, didn't you? How much did you work at the church? Yeah. What about you? 40-hour job. Y'all recognize these, don't y'all? I want you to raise your hand if this is your church. There's 19 clothespins.
That's right.
19. Every one of them are either in school or working. They have no excuse. How many of y'all spent over 2 hours on Facebook this week or YouTube or social media? Come on, lift your hands. Come on, be honest. I spent over 2 hours on social media, YouTube, Instagram, whatever. Why are y'all putting your hand down so fast, so bashful? But Brother Crosswhite, I didn't know that there was things to do at the church. When I just asked everybody if y'all knew what the clothespins were, everybody said yes. Besides these seven up here, I wonder if somebody would come and grab a clothespin and say, I want to work for God. It is not the will of God that this church is only carried by 3 or 4 people. I don't want any of y'all grabbing one. If y'all grabbed a pin, put it back. Okay? Stay up here if you didn't get a clothespin and you came looking for one. Come here, Brother Crosswhite, if you would.
Sister Crosswhite,
you don't have to come. You don't. Hey, why'd you throw it back? No, you wasn't one of the seven. You wasn't one of the seven.
My bad.
Where's my seven at? Right here. Right here. How many of y'all want something to do this week and you did not get a clothespin?
Come on.
I want y'all to stand right here with me.
Come on.
If you got a clothespin, you can move back. I want y'all to see Brother or Sister Crosswhite after church and say, I want to tithe a little time to the house.
Come on.
That's it.
You can take inventory, whoever they are. Anybody else? We fix and go a little bit further. Boy, it feels like the Holy Ghost got sucked out of here, don't it?
Come on.
I'm definitely going to have to buy people chili dogs for service Thursday or something.
Come on, it's all right.
Amen.
Come on.
This is none other than the house of God.
That's right.
And I knew it not.
Yeah.
Oh, how dreadful is this place. But I want the church clean. I want the church beautified. I want things in the church done, but I don't want to take responsibility and do it. It is not the will of God for there to only be a few people out of 150 carrying the load of a church. Okay? Y'all ready for this? I know I'm fixing to get in some trouble. Brother Crosswhite, I didn't even know you was doing that. Brother Crosswhite, I didn't even know this needed to be done. When's the last time you ran and said, I want to work? Boy, it's so quiet you can hear a mouse licking ice. It's about personal relationship with Him.
Right.
Because if we are so encumbered about everything else, that we forget this place. That's, Elder, I hope it's okay for me to say this. It's where we have elder ministry that are so tired because they have gave and gave and gave. If the Lord permits and the Lord willing, and Pastor and Sister Crosswhite tarry another 20 years. Do we want the next 20 years? They've been here 28 years. They've been here 28 years. And praise be to God, look what He has done. But this is not the finale. At all. If God tarries and He gives this precious lady 20 more years, I hope that there is the development of good ladies that can say, you know what? I want them to prosper in and out of the church. So I want them to be able to be a shepherd that can hear the voice of God where they're not so busy with everything else. Y'all know why they work so much? Because I believe it got to a point where the delegation didn't work. What if you knew that saying, Pastor, let me handle something for you, and y'all go on a date tonight? That might blow his socks off. You'll have to get some more from Main & Co.
Guarantee you, bro.
Praise God. Y'all ready for the next level? We're about to make it super uncomfortable in here now. Y'all go ahead. Y'all feel the rose. I don't know. I think I'm talking to myself right now. This is the house of God. Y'all, I want y'all to sit down. Y'all can sit on the altars. Y'all can sit on the chairs and the floor, wherever you want to sit. I'm fixing to read something, and I want everybody to hear me. If you're playing on your telephone or you're chewing bubble gum so loud, I want you to spit the bubble gum out. I want everybody to listen to me. This is regarding Apostolic Lighthouse. Amen?
Amen.
Y'all ready? Can I deliver what I feel? Haggai 2, 5 through 9. According to the word that I covenanted, however you say it, with you when you come out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. Did y'all hear what I just said? God's fixing to shake Nacogdoches. God's fixing to cause a revival. But it's going to take more than one good couple. It's going to take more than just one good family. Because when God starts shaking everything, and we got different ethnicities, we got different languages, we got people of every walk of life. This is God's house. Then it would read this. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Silver is mine, gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. Somebody hear me. I have never preached out of the book of Haggai in 8 years. And this got dropped on my heart today. That the glory of the latter house. We need to quit talking about what God done in the past, and we need to start talking about what God's doing tomorrow. And I, in this place, will give peace. We got people sitting in this building tonight that their world's upside down, and all they need, they don't need more judgment, they need more peace. Well, let's hit it head on then. The silver is mine and the gold is mine. As I was praying this afternoon, as I was walking around Thursday night, God was talking to me about people in this church, that God's already been trying to elevate you. God's already been trying to bless you. But you're scared to death for God to bless you, because that means you're going to have to change. I was walking around earlier today, and I could feel the Lord saying that I'm ready to move people out of the way and of positions to elevate my people. But they're not ready. I said, do what? They're not ready. He said, I blessed them with a little so they can't handle a lot. That $170,000 ain't nothing for God to do. But it's a whole lot for people that have set to do. There's people in this house that God's ready to bless you. There's people in this house that God's ready to take that financial stronghold off of you. But you're scared to death for God to bless you. We're expecting the thunder. We're expecting God to shake our homes and gold coins to fall out of our attics. No, it don't work that way. It works by taking small steps and saying, God, this isn't my house. This ain't just Pastor Crosswhite's church.
There you go.
This is my church.
You go.
Until you start taking personal responsibility, like this is your church. Oh, okay, let's approach it like this. Okay, let's approach it like this. Y'all ready? If you knew without a doubt in your mind that God was fixing to bless you financially, how would you react? Several of y'all lying to me right now. Because y'all would not just sit there looking at me like a bump on a pickle. Some of y'all would lose your mind if you knew what God had in store. But there's only so much that God will do. Because I say that God's not able to do it. And so, Elder Brother Clark, when God gives me a little, I tighten them purse strings and I make sure none of them jokers fall out. I pay my 10%, but I'm not going to give any more, and I'm not going to give time. So no, not only do I neglect the house of God in person, I neglect the house of God in necessity. There's people in this house that this week you've been praying very specifically, God, we need help financially. Tonight, this church needs a new parking lot. This church needs new carpet. This church needs fill in the blank, new chairs. Somebody throw something to me. Y'all, we family right now. Because I'll buy y'all chili dogs. We family. I love y'all. What's this church need? Say something. Huh? Why are there 14 people saying refrigerator? It was like echo, 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 echo. Come on, refrigerator, chairs, carpet. AC second building. A new nursing window. Nursery windows cracked. They need another bus. They need another projector. Because I don't know the words to a bunch of the songs y'all sing. What'd you say? They need more people. Anything else? Huh? They need a building for the school. Some of y'all think this is absolutely foolish what's taking place tonight. And I rebuke that thinking in the name of Jesus. You better hear me. I'll say it with a Tim Main spirit right now. That thinking will cause you to struggle to live for God. This is unnecessary. This is a pathetic service. And that's why you're struggling. What else do we... Sister Crosswhite, throw me some. What do we need? Not only a refrigerator, they need a freezer.
A piano, brother.
They need a piano. They need a sound system. Huh? I thought she said you need more God.
Yeah, I'll take more.
What the world?
She said the dance floor. This is the dance floor.
The dance floor? Was that really a dance floor? I don't know how many of y'all seen it the other night. I about blew my knee out. I'm top heavy and I went to cut a jig and I started slipping. Jesus help me. I was praying. I started praying like a stuttering Catholic immediately. Okay. Anybody else? Because I'm fixing to do something. Here's your, you ain't said nothing. What you need? What's the church need? Elder, what's the church need? What would you like to see the church blessed with? What? The pond needs fixed. I didn't even know there was a pond. Yeah, it needs fixed. Hold on. Y'all don't see what's happening, do y'all? Nobody's recognizing what's happening, right?
What'd you say?
We need our parking lot lit up, church sign out here lit up. Tired of that old nasty looking sign.
Amen.
Y'all, this is the beginning of the year. This is a New Year's revival. If we don't have a vision casting service, and you're not challenged to do something for God this year,
come on.
Then you're going to stay the same you've always been. Okay? Everything that's mentioned, from a refrigerator and buses, everything takes money. But I'm so thankful that he said the silver and the gold is mine. Sister Anna, what would you do if you walked into work tomorrow and some of the people that has been giving you the hardest time in the world at your job that make you hate it? What if you walked in and God elevated you above them? Well, that'd be so crazy, wouldn't it? You'd be like, wow! Not turn it for vengeance, you know what I mean, but yeah. It'd be nice, wouldn't it? God's ready to move people out of positions to elevate people. But as long as I say, God, I'm okay right here. God, you've gave me a little and this is fine. I don't need anything else. We stay there. Brother Colton, is that your name? Good, I'm glad I remember your name because you're tall. Brother Colton, what would you do if God changed your financial situation? You'd shout. It would change things, wouldn't it? It'd help. It'd cause stress, a little stress to go away. Brother Perez, do you own your landscape business you was telling me about? Yeah. What if God gave you more work than you could handle and you had to hire a bunch of people? Woo! Yeah. I have no idea what he said, but praise God. What'd he say?
I don't know. I couldn't hear him.
What'd you say? Say it loud.
Are you happy?
Very happy.
Man.
So, what little God has trusted you with, can you handle the blessings God's getting ready to pour out?
Amen.
See, we're getting all excited now because I'm talking about God pouring out blessings. But God's not going to do anything without action. I serve a God of action. I serve a God where you got to take the step in order to get the water out of the rock that he just provided. Huh? The financial stronghold over this church is not the will of God. People living in a pauper mentality that you want to get by and you want to skate by is not the will of God. It is absolutely not.
That's right.
And I'm not doing a name it, claim it, blab it, grab it prosperity service. I'm telling everybody in this house tonight, that if you want God to move in your situation financially, but you want to take care of the house of God, the $170,000 to pay this facility off is nothing for God. God can do it. Okay, well, this is how I'm going to close service tonight. This is going to be altar call here in just a minute. We ain't got to have piano, we ain't got to have anything. Some of y'all say, Brother Maine, I don't have much. The woman with the mic didn't have much. But if collectively we all make a commitment with over the next 90 days, I want to start seeing my church change. I don't want to just see Apostolic Lighthouse change. I want to see my church change. My church. Huh? Huh?
Upgrade in advance.
I didn't know that was the theme for this year, upgrade in advance. I had no clue when I came.
And every service up to this point right here has been leading us to go further.
That's right.
Can I ask one more question? I'm done. How many of y'all tonight would be honest and say, Brother Maine, I'm struggling financially. I need God to move. I want you to lift your hand. Look around you tonight. Come on. Brother Watson. Over the next 90 days, I don't want you just come and run and grab a piece of paper. I want you to consider it. I want you to put your mind on it. Over the next 90 days, I wonder if you would step out in faith and pledge to God what you would give over the next 90 days total. I'm not asking for lump sum, but for you to search your heart and say, God, I refuse to stay in 24 financially where I've been for the last several years. You can cut out cheeseburgers. You can cut out extracurricular activities. You can cut things out. If you can work overtime to go on vacation, you can work overtime to see that the house of God is taken care of.
Amen.
This is altar call tonight. I don't want you just popping up. You young folks, there's plenty of elders in this house. I don't know if y'all do it here or not. That y'all could go and help clean somebody's house for some money. You youth, I want all you youth to look at me. It's time y'all get involved in caring for the house of God. Financially, young men, financially. And in work. If there are elders here working, you should be here working. Brother Maine, I give a bunch of time. I do. Maybe, just maybe, when we're up here having youth night or something, instead of just the fun and games, we can say, let's see what needs to be done at the house.
Amen.
Let's make it easier for everybody for Sunday morning.
Come on.
Because if we never develop a servant's attitude, we'll never be leaders.
There you go.
Fearful people will never learn to lead. Never. And you say, Brother Maine, it's so easy for you to talk about money. God bless you. You know what it is easy to talk about money? Because God is good. Because I've watched my family sacrifice, 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 sacrifice. And God is faithful. Why don't you search your heart this evening? And when you feel the Lord drop a number on your heart, I want you to move tonight and put it in this basket. This isn't going to anybody except for Pastor and Sister Crosswhite. This ain't for public show. Nobody's going to know if you write $100,000 on a piece of paper or $15. Come on, church, why don't you lift your hands and begin to pray and let God move on your heart? Come on. Come on, church. Yes. When you fill that paper out, just come and put it back in the basket. Come on, this is all right, church. Come on, this is needful. You can feel tension in here right now. Come on, church. No. Keep it. Come on, don't be fearful that you ain't going to be able to make your pledge. When you make this, I felt it a while ago, when you make this commitment, we're not just doing something for hype. This is not a hype type service tonight. This is a commitment service. This is my church.
That's right.
I felt this a while ago. Son, God's about to work very specifically for you. I don't know you and you don't know me. I don't think we've ever met. Quit stressing over the little things that you can't control. You better quit comparing yourself to everybody else around you that you feel like you're less than them peers. That they're better preachers, that they're better singers, that they're more equipped than you. That is a lie that you better get out of your mind. God's positioning you in certain areas to where you can effectively become what God called you to be. Not for you. Him. So why are you comparing yourself to everybody else at that stinking Bible college? I'm not good enough, Brother Mate. They got a last name better. But that's ridiculous. You fall back in love with prayer the way you know to, and you watch God shape you to become what God's called you to be, because without prayer, you're going to continue to struggle. Don't become so busy with your buddies that you get lost in that. God's calling you for a purpose and a reason. But it's time to quit being so busy that we forget to pray. You're wringing your hands together, and I can see it, and you're sitting in a room, and you don't know how things are going to work out, and you're fearful that you're not going to become what you feel like God's telling you to do. It's a lie from the pit of hell, my friend. And that rubbing of the hands together, and you're stressing so bad over things that you can't control, it has to stop. that's eating you alive, and you ain't telling nobody about it. God's positioned you for a reason, but it's time that you quit feeling so lonely. Come on tonight, church. Y'all know what the Bible says, right? God loves a cheerful giver. Boy, everybody, if this hurts anybody's heart, I'm sorry, but some of y'all looking at me like I shot your dog on target practice. God loves a cheerful giver. What if God blesses you the way you reacted?
Come on. Come on.
Are you going to be mad? No. God loves a cheerful giver. Brother Colton, God loves a cheerful giver. Brother Maine, I don't know that we can afford to do it. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. You can't afford not to. Can't afford not to. Woo! Some of y'all, how many people we got here? Like, are y'all going to be back Tuesday night?
Yes, sir.
I hope y'all ain't lying. Everybody good?
Yes, sir.
We all right?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all feel like we're going to pay this church off this year?
Yes.
Next time I come, I know that I'm not going to pass up 1801 Durst, because there's going to be a big old sign out front. Yeah. Woo! Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost. Man, it's so tight in here, but I still feel Jesus. Hold on, let me testify to somebody real quick, okay?
Come on.
I misquoted a contract for the Houston Fair and Rodeo to do all their directionals. Ooh, I'm fixing to be really transparent. And y'all's fitting to say, why don't you pay the church off then, you sorry joker? I'll ask Molly for the money. I'll blame it on my wife like some of y'all do. I misquoted the Houston Fair and Rodeo. I own a print and design company as well. We got the bid to do all the directionals. I don't know if y'all do fair and rodeos, but if you don't, y'all have seen directionals everywhere before. They're these tall A-frame things. They're black. About like that tall, about as tall as me, really. They get inserts. We got the quote for 700 of these jokers. It was a $57,000 contract 2 weeks ago. Who'd I tell at men's conference about, y'all pray I'm trying to get a print contract? I misquoted it. I got the phone call yesterday. I didn't win the bid. Y'all know why I didn't win the bid? Y'all ready for this? This is how petty and ridiculous it is. I didn't win the bid because I didn't put the sign measurements on the contract. $57,000. Gone. I said, what was the next bid? They said $119,000. Y'all know what that told me? Next year I'm fixing quote $115,000. Y'all say, well, how in the world is this a testimony, Brother Maine? Well, yeah, it gave me insight for sure. But my wife's grandmother's been in the hospital at Houston Methodist. And guess who emailed me yesterday? The marketing director for Houston Methodist. That's not small stuff, y'all. They do over $1.6 million a year just in printing retractable banners. Yearly. Their ad spend budget is over $15 million a year. And we can facilitate every bit of it. I have a meeting. I have a meeting with her on Wednesday morning. So what just took the wind out of my sails when I forgot the quote, the measurements on the quote, God said, watch what I'm fixing to do. I believe I'm going to walk in that building. I believe I'm going to look that lady in the face. And I'm going to feel the hug of the Holy Ghost. I ain't even going to talk about business. I'm just going to talk me and her. What kind of cheeseburgers you like? Because I'm fixing cater every week. Hold on. I'm going somewhere, okay? Myself and my wife were struggling financially super bad with Maine & Co. Very bad. Hurricane Harvey come through. Harris County was awarded, it's $100 million worth of small business grants. And we applied for a grant. We missed the first grant. The first grant was for $18,000 cash. We missed that one. The next grant was for $42,000. We were awarded that grant. So let me tell somebody something. When I laid the microphone down and I felt doubt in the room, that financial stronghold has to break. Is it going to be easy? No. Is it going to take discipline and hard work and time? Absolutely. But just like Brother Charlie said, we need more people. Amen. That tells me we need more buses. We need more chairs. Amen. We need more refrigerators. Amen. So I say tonight to Apostolic Lighthouse and this whole family, I believe in this church. But I believe in the necessity of rest for a man of God. I love this church. I love everybody in this house. And that has to be very clear. How many of you believe I love you tonight? Amen. Folks, there ain't an evangelist in the world that's fitting to preach like I just preached. Okay, well, there might be. I don't know. I believe in them. I don't know him very well, but I'm getting plain. It's time to give him rest, y'all. Ooh, I may not be back Tuesday night, y'all. But hopefully. Will I be back Tuesday night? Yeah. Okay, he said yeah. Okay. Why don't we stand and lift our hands? If you haven't put your pledge in the bucket tonight, if you picked up a clothespin, make sure that your clothespin is honored this week. Amen. Don't just do it just to do it. Come on, lift your voice. You say,
thank you, wonderful King. God, I love you.
Brother Crosswhite.
Hallelujah. Would you thank the Lord for His truth? Thank you, Lord, for the fountain, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 So be it, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord. Amen. How many believe God can and God's able and God is? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Over 12 years ago, God blessed us with this building like that. Like that. Miracle happened. Brother Tommy Kraft walks up to me in General Conference in St. Louis. And he said, son, have you built a building yet? And I said, no, sir. He said, you're not going to have to. God's fist to bless you with a building. He grabs me by the tie and said, I'm telling you, God's supposed to bless you with a building. 15 minutes later, I get a phone call. I'm pulling my shoes off in the hotel when Sister C calls me and tells me about this building. Next morning, 8 o'clock, I make the phone call to Pool Realtor. And I set it up to come. I fly home early on a Friday. When I went to make the bid, I accidentally wrote $100,000 less than I intended to. And the next morning they called and they said, you know that bid for $495 or $395? They didn't want to take it. I said, I was supposed to write $495. I wrote $395. We bought this church for $425,000. I'll tell you a miracle. Miracle that I walked in the bank. Commercial bank. 5 minutes we had a loan. You know what God wants to do? God wants his people, amen, to be the ones that can look and say, it's all God, not us. Hallelujah. Lift your hands, and I want you to thank God tonight for his word. Thank you for your word and your works, oh God. We love you and we praise you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Thank you for what you're going to do. We worship you and we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to tell somebody what the Lord spoke to me. I'm going to go stand right in that spot. Right over here. I was kneeling right here. I was kneeling right here. And I was pouring it out before the Lord. And I was saying, God, but, we've got this, and we got this, and we got this. And I was kind of frustrated. That's been... when the air conditioners were, we had problems. Air conditioners waiting on that. It took a year to get our air conditioner unit. All this. And I was saying, I was pouring out my frustration. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, watch what I will do. Watch what I will do. Says Cross White and I, all our lives, saint, all our lives, we've lived by faith. Amen. Believe in God to give revival. This is the finest hour. You're the most important people. This is the most important pulpit that I ever preach at. You're the most important people that I will ever preach to. And I'm thankful today to be a privilege, to be privileged to shepherd God's church. And I want to lead you higher. I'm ready to upgrade. I'm ready to advance. Amen. In the things of God. Hallelujah. Sister Crosswhite, this week, what was Moses' father-in-law's name? Anybody know? Jethro. Moses had lines of people. And Jethro had a lot of wisdom, father-in-law wisdom. Anybody know what Jethro's father-in-law told Moses? He said, you need to appoint some help. He said, if not, you're going to weary yourself and wear yourself down. And I'm thankful for the help that's here tonight. Amen. Join the army. Amen. I believe God wants to fill people with the gift of the Holy Ghost all over this city, all over this county, next county. God's ready to do it. God's ready to use you. Be the missionary God has called you to be. Be that Christian, that saint that God has chosen you to be. Amen. One more time, lift your hands and thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the privilege, God, to be yours. We give you praise and we give you thanks. Thank you for your mercy and your righteousness. In the name of the Lord God Almighty, thank you for answers tonight in every direction. In Jesus' name. Let's go to heaven, Hal. See you Tuesday night. Come ready for God to do great things. Guests, God bless you for being with us. We love you. By the way, if you like yogurt, you like individual cups of yogurt, in the third building, we have about 2 to 3 boxes of yogurt. Somebody's donated. Would you take it home with you? We didn't want to throw it away. We didn't want to go to waste. Take it home. Give it away. Whatever you have to do to get rid of it. We don't want it left here. God bless you. It's yours. College and career in the impact room.